The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Keith Crane of KCHE in Cherokee and Ty Rushing of the Northwest Iowa Review in Sheldon. Keith, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right. Maybe just talk about the letters sent by you and Senator Ron Wyden. And are you looking for answers on financial relationship between opioid manufacturers and tax exemption organizations?
Yeah, we have a gut feeling, maybe based on some good information, that these organizations are financed by the same people that are responsible for the opioid epidemic. And making the opioid companies look like white knights. And so we want to get into that relationship that we suspect, but we don't know. So we just sent these letters. So I wouldn't expect answers for a couple weeks. And then usually you got to have a lot of follow-up after that. But right now, I can't make any conclusions until we get the facts from the companies and the organizations. Go ahead, Sheldon.
Senator Grassley, what is the latest that you know between us and China in terms of trade?
Well, I don't have any inside information, if that's what your question is. So I do know this, that the president has committed to not pushing Huawei high-tech company in China to his blacklisting of them. He's not going to pursue that for a while. And China has agreed to a couple things, to allow more American companies operate in certain segments of their economy that they've been blacklisted from operating. There's 9 segments of their economy they're going to let American companies operate in. And then the other one deals with the fact that they've committed to buying more agricultural products. So those are nothing more than good faith motions by both sides that they're serious about getting back to the table. I hope that there's an agreement soon, but maybe a month from now we'll say that it just didn't work out. It's so unpredictable, in other words. Let's go back to Cherokee.
Senator, please describe the planned bill to expand cannabinoid oil and medical marijuana research.
Yeah. Before I answer your question on cannabinoid oil, I'd like to say that my long-range goal is to get all medicinal marijuana to be certified by the FDA like they do other drugs that basically are certified from 2 things, that they're safe and they're effective. The bill that you're asking me about is to allow legal research in cannabis oil by taking the aspect of research out from a substance section, Schedule 1 classification, where it's an illegal drug and doing anything with it, you'd be violating federal law, because we want research to be done without violating the federal law. And this bill would allow such research. Back to Sheldon.
Do you know when the USMCA is going to be finalized?
No, 3 weeks ago I had a meeting with Pelosi. I think she wants to get to yes on it. She can't give us a date because she's got so many new members she's got to have comfortable with it. And so we'd hope to get it done before August the 1st. But if we didn't, if we can do it early September. But later than that, it gets caught up in the 2020 election. So it's important that we get it done sooner. But I'm confident that she wants to move it after she gets some of her members comfortable with it. Back to Cherokee.
All right, if you could just talk about the recent passage of the National Defense Authorization Act.
Well, this is an annual bill that the Senate deals with, always making policies on national defense, because national defense is the number one responsibility of the federal government. And so this bill would just simply set those policies out with a spending level of about $750 billion over the next 12 months. Back to Sheldon.
On Friday, Sanford Health, which is a big healthcare provider here in Northwest Iowa, announced they were merging with Unity Point Health, which is based out of Central Iowa, Des Moines, in fact. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, we've had a lot of mergers of health organizations. I'm kind of a guy that starts with some suspicion about it. I'm not going to badmouth the effort. I think it's always with the intent of delivering best health care within the most efficient way and inexpensive way that they can. And both organizations do that. So both organizations have a good reputation as far as I'm concerned. But I'm kind of philosophically, and when you have these mergers like this, you have less competition. And with less competition, I kind of think that prices higher. Now, I think they're going to be able to tell us that they can do it cheaper, and hopefully they can. And maybe my philosophical views don't apply as much to health delivery as they do agriculture and manufacturing, but that still is where I'm coming from. Back to Cherokee.
Will you please describe the discussion on the new hospital co-location rules as a positive step for rural communities, and how you feel that they need more clarity to ensure successful implementation?
Yeah, well, I think it's more of a bureaucratic thing in Washington, D.C. We've got to get the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services and the Department of Health and Human Services to be more clear on what they have to do to be legal in everything that they're doing. And we're not in a position of encouraging or discouraging. When people want to do business with a different business model, know that they aren't going up against something that's unlawful. In other words, it seems to me if the government's got a law to enforce, you ought to know how the individuals involved. Back to, is it Sheldon again?
Yep. I know we got a year-round E15 now, but do you think that is enough to kind of help with the growth of ethanol?
Yeah, but it's going to take a while for people to be confident that it's going to stay that way, which I hope it will and it should. But when you got to invest tens of thousands of dollars to set up another pump, you want to make sure that it's for the long term. So I think you're going to have a few big organizations move into it very quickly. But the smaller filling stations probably will move more cautiously. But it surely is going to help, yes.
Thank you, Keith and Ty, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.